This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. Nepal Communist Party Chair Puspa Kamal Dalpuchana stresses on encouraging private sector for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese. Supreme Court issues a stay order to halt construction works of Nizhgarh International Airport. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says political and diplomatic channels will be mobilized to resolve border issues. Gunman attack in central Baghdad kills at least 7 protesters, and Nepal in second position at 13 South Asian Games medal tally with 41 gold medals. Now the news in detail. Chairman of ruling Nepal Communist Party, Puspa Kamal Dalpuchana, has said economic prosperity can be achieved if appropriate environment for investment is created. Speaking at a program conducted as part of the Far West Fiscal Conference 2076 Bikram Samat in Dhangari yesterday, Chairman Prachanda argued that the private sector should be motivated for investment in the country for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese. He further said the foreign investment cannot be attracted unless Nepali investors are convinced well. He opined that banks, financial institutions and industries should not dodge tax. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel has said diplomatic and political initiations have been forwarded to address the border dispute between Nepal and India. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, DPM Pokhrel said Nepal has already sent a note to Indian government claiming Lipulikh and Kalapani are integral part of Nepali territory. Regarding party's stand on the recently held by elections, DPM Pokhrel said the party has directed subordinate bodies to prepare a report within 4 days. He also informed that official review statement of the party will come after getting the report. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Gokul Prasad Baskota has asserted that the present government consisted of patriotic persons full of courage. At a program organized to hand over a school building belonging to Sethi Devi Secondary School at Bhumlu Rural Municipality of the district yesterday, Minister Baskota said education and health are government's priorities and enhancing quality education is must in community schools. In a different note, the Communications Minister said national consensus has been already forged on the issues of Kalapani, Lipulikh and Limpiadhura. He clarified that political and diplomatic channels will be mobilized to resolve the border issues. The Supreme Court has issued a stay order to hold construction works of Nizhgarh International Airport. A single bench of justice, Tonka Bahadur Mukhtan, issued the stay order yesterday. The stay order came in response to a writ petition filed by former Secretary Dwarikanath Dhungel, Senior Advocate Krishna Prasad Bhandari, former member of the National Planning Commission Prabhu Burathuki, and Bharat Basnet on behalf of Nizhgarh Forest Conservation Committee on Thursday. The court had also summoned both sides for discussion before issuing an interim order on the petition. The government has forwarded the process to expedite the construction works of the international airport at Nizhgarh. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyamali has acknowledged the important assistance from Japan International Cooperation Agency JICA in various areas of Nepal, including infrastructural development and reconstruction, saying JICA is a development partner in Nepal's important development activities. Minister Gyamali praised it for its assistance in the reconstruction of private and public houses and infrastructure and cultural monuments damaged by the 2015 earthquake. Addressing the inaugural session of International Seminar on Natural Disaster in South Asia, Interventions, Best Practices and Challenges, held yesterday in Kathmandu on the occasion of 46th anniversary of JICA's Alumni Association Nepal, Minister Gyamali acknowledged Japan's aid for the capacity and efficiency development of Nepal's government employees by providing them scholarships. Likewise, on the occasion, referring to President Vidyadevi Bhandari's Japan visit and high-level talks with Japan's officials and the Japan's foreign minister's visit to Nepal, Japan's ambassador to Nepal, Masamichi Saigo, said this year has become meaningful in terms of Nepal-Japan relations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back to the news. The Election Commission is to hold discussions with political parties in regard with the upcoming election of the National Assembly. The Election Commission is preparing for the upper house election following the completion of the by-elections for House of Representatives, State Assembly and local level members on November 30. According to Election Commissioner spokesperson Raj Kumar Shrestha, the Commission is consulting with political parties in regard with the National Assembly election. You are listening to 8am English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. At least 7 protesters have been killed in Baghdad in an attack by unidentified men near the Iraqi capital's main protest camp. According to reports citing medical and security sources, gunmen and pickup truck led yesterday attack a large building near the Al Sinak Bridge where anti-government protesters had been camped out for weeks. The attackers forced the protesters out of the building and live rounds could be heard after the altercation. State television said the building had been tossed by unidentified men. Fire officials in Australia have warned that a mega blaze raging across a 60 kilometers front north of the Sydney cannot currently be put out. The blaze across 300,000 hectares is just an hour's drive from the nation's most polluted country. People who cannot defend their property from approaching fires have been told they should leave immediately. Since October, bushfires have killed 6 people and destroyed more than 700 houses across Australia. Now a sports update. Nepal is in the second position of the medal tally under the South Asian Games with 41 golds, 27 silver and 48 bronze medals. Meanwhile, India has been leading the medal table with 81 golds, 59 silver and 59 bronze medals. Likewise, Sri Lanka is in the third position, winning 23 gold, 42 silver and 69 bronze medals. Pakistan is in the fourth position with 19 gold, 25 silver and 29 bronze medals as of now. Similarly, Bangladesh is in the fifth position with 4 gold, 18 silver and 51 bronze medals so far. Likewise, Maldives have won 1 gold and 2 bronze medals, while Bhutan has bagged 6 bronze medals. Now, general weather forecast for the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly generally cloudy throughout the country. Now, temperature and humidity in Kathmandu fairly recorded within last 24 hours. Minimum temperature 5.8 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature 20.5 degrees Celsius, humidity 97%. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Puchandra stresses on encouraging private sector for achieving country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepalese. Supreme Court issues stay order to hold construction works of Nizgarh International Airport. Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says political and diplomatic channels will be mobilized to resolve border issues. Gunman attack in central Baghdad kills at least 7 protesters and Nepal in second position of the 13th South Asian Games medal tally with 41 gold medals. That's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. You can also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.